Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this inaugural 5-minute broadcast of Spartan Life Radio. I'm Sharon Hoggart, your host. Every Monday at this same time, I will share a snippet from Norfolk State University's Blog Talk Radio interview for the week. This week, our guest is Dr. April Manilang, a professor in the Department of History and Interdisciplinary Studies. Dr. Manilang will talk about her latest research project titled Hidden Virginia History, the Connection Between Buffalo Soldiers and the Philippines. Welcome, Dr. Manilang.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Wonderful. Let's get right into our interview. The Black History Month event takes place on Thursday, February 25th at 6 p.m. in the Lyman Beecher Brooks Library. What can the public expect at this event?
This is a very exciting event. We will have a photo gallery and a public panel that features and discusses the hidden Virginia history, the connections between the Buffalo Soldiers and the Philippines. And so we will have the Buffalo Riders of Hampton Roads, Virginia, an associate professor from the College of William and Mary, a former curator, and the Buffalo Soldiers of Virginia will be participating in this event, and it's sponsored by the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. And we'll have an informal talk about the fact that the Buffalo Soldiers, several of them, actually served in the Philippines, and some of them actually have connections to Virginia. So we wanted to highlight that hidden history.
Okay. Can you tell us, or you ever explain what the connection is, why has this part of Virginia history been hidden so long?
That's a great question, and I think that while it's well known and widely known that the Buffalo Soldiers served in other parts of the country and outside the U.S., it's just not as widely known or largely discussed that they served in the Philippines as well, and I think that it's not really discussed because it hasn't really been explored or researched. And the fact that it's just not widely known, and I think that the two are kind of the reason why we don't really talk about it, because A, it's not widely known, and because it's not widely known, it's not really commonly discussed. And so this is an important piece of history that really shows an organic connection between African Americans and Asian Americans that I think is valuable and an important contribution to really explore.
What other kinds of facts did you find in your research?
Well, there are a lot of different things that we found that were very fascinating, and so I'll just share a handful. And some of them include the fact that there were several groups that actually served in the Philippines. So the 24th and 25th Infantry Regiment and the 9th and 10th Cavalry Regiment actually served in the Philippines. And so soldiers from those respective groups served there. That's one little known fact. The second fact is that 6 units fought in the Philippines between 1899 to 1902. Another fact that I wanted to mention, and it's sort of a teaser, is that there were several Buffalo Soldiers who really had a real connection to Virginia, and one of them I wanted to mention was an African-American soldier named Rienzi Lemus. And he actually served in the Philippines, and he was a veteran of the Philippine-American War with the 25th U.S. Infantry Regiment. And after the war, he left the Army, and he became a prominent African-American labor leader, and he frequently contributed to African-American newspapers across the United States, one of which included the Richmond Planet. And he actually talked about his service in the Philippines in the Richmond Planet. And so we'll be featuring excerpts from the Richmond Planet with a picture of Rienzi Lemus and some of his articles that talk about his time in the Philippines. And so it really brings this history to life.
Okay, well, we are running out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on this debut of Spartan Life Radio on Hot 91.1 FM. Visit blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life for more on this topic and other happenings at Norfolk State University. Spartan Life Radio airs on Thursdays at 1 p.m. All episodes are available on download at blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life. This has been the inaugural broadcast of Spartan Life Radio on Hot 91.1. I'm Sharon Hoggart. Thank you for joining us.